91X News.
It's 3 degrees and clear. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. This week, two Loyola students experienced a major loss. They lost everything as a fire consumed their home. Now, the Loyola College Cash Office will be taking donations to help the family out. Also next week, a non-perishable food drive will be held, and any contributions will be appreciated. Quinney area schools now have a new tool to teach children the dangers of flash flowing water. Quinney Conservation has released its Spring Water Awareness Program, a program designed to help keep children safe around fast-moving water. It was introduced by Conservation Education Coordinator Nicole Campbell, who says that while the program is mostly for young children, everyone should be aware of the danger.
The program is geared toward children from grades K to 6, but we still want to make sure that the public is aware of it as well. So that's why it's been able to be accessed on the website.
This is the fourth year the program has been presented. Belleville police made a traffic stop last night on Bridge Street West. After they stopped the car, police saw crack cocaine inside the vehicle. As a result, 27-year-old Andre Benton has been arrested and charged on two counts of possession for the purpose. Belleville's public exposure troubles continue. Yesterday morning, police responded to a complaint from around the Chatham and Queen Street area. It is alleged that a male exposed his genitals to a female. The suspect is described as 20 to 30 years old, having short dark hair and a scruffy face, and being around 6 feet tall. Police are asking the public to report any suspicious persons or behavior. Sawyer Robinson was last seen driving away from a home where the two Mounties were wounded on Tuesday. His father, Ray Robinson, has issued an emotional plea for him to turn himself in. Police had been trying to execute a search warrant at the property. Police have not confirmed that Robinson's uncle, identified by neighbors and friends as Brad Clark, was found dead at the scene.
Sawyer, we love you. You know that. We want to have you back, and we know how hard it may be for you to come back to us. Swallow your hurt and listen to the quiet world. You and Brad have more support than you can realize.
Sawyer Robinson has been on the run since the Mounties were shot on his property about 160 kilometers southeast of Edmonton. RCMP have said they consider him a high risk because he may be armed with a long-barreled weapon. Canadians are paying down their debts, but they're still not saving money for a rainy day. Royal Bank says the average personal debt has dropped to about $11,700. That's down about $1,200 from 3 months ago. But the bank's latest Canadian consumer outlook also found that 57% of people don't have an emergency savings fund. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Dan Canatera with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatera with 91X Sports. The Napanee Raiders and their prize player Colin Dolman are in action tonight in Picton to take on the Pirates. The Pirates currently are ahead of the Raiders by 19 points in the Division A. Raiders will have to watch out for the balanced scoring attack of the Pirates to leave Prince Edward Fitness and Aquatic Center with a victory. Puck drop is 7:30. Maybe it isn't just a dream for Texas power hitter Nelly Cruz. The Rangers finalized a deal with the 31-year-old today. The details of the deal are 2 years for $16 million, and that definitely was an upgrade from his $3.65 million from a year ago last season with the Texas Rangers. Cruz hit 29 homers with 87 RBIs last season, but was mostly remembered for his heroics for the Rangers' playoff run last fall. In the NBA tonight, there are only 4 games to look forward to on the hardwood, headlined by the greatest rivalry maybe in the NBA in the history of the NBA basketball, as the Los Angeles Lakers head to Beantown to take on the Boston Celtics. Celtics star Paul Pierce plays his first game since becoming second all-time on the franchising scoring list. He only trails NBA Hall of Famer Larry Bird. In other action, Montoya Ellis and his Warriors are on the road in the Mile High State, and the Rockets head to Phoenix, and arguably NBA's most exciting team to watch, the OKC Thunder, are in California to take on the Sacramento Kings. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick with 91x weather.
Tonight, clear with a low of around a -3. Friday, increasing cloudiness with a 60% chance of flurries late in the morning and in the afternoon. A high of 0. Friday night, expect 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a low of around a -13. Right now it's 3 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 5.